Welcome in the call. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that y'all made it on the call this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Now, what did you say something? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. What we're going to do before we go into our closing today, we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. 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 We come to you this day, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God Almighty, if we have committed any sin, to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Father, I come this day and I place myself on the altar today, Lord God, representing my unit. Come from out of the battlefield, hallelujah, and come into the camp, where we come to rejoice and to give praise because our unit has been delivered. And Father God, you have placed us on this fast to make a declaration, and not only to make a declaration, but to come to know who represent or who is or who are a part of our unit. This day, Lord God, I pray that as even when we come representing the color of yellow, which means the fire of God, we come to let the enemy know that we declare war on his war. Hallelujah, Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, Lord God, I extend myself now into the heavens. I come this day, Lord God Almighty. And I don't see myself as the flesh. I see myself now as the Spirit, listening unto you, hearing what you have to say to the massive, to your people, representing your kingdom. Anoint me now. And I anoint every single person now, Lord God, that stand in the gap for their unit this day. Let your kingdom come and let your kingdom reside in this place. Father, I thank you that I hide myself behind the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, the fire of God, let it release. I see the fire, let it release now upon your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hide myself behind the veil. Hide myself behind the veil. And I let you now, Holy Spirit, come and dwell among your people this day. I lift my hand, Lord, every single person under the sound of my voice. If you have the phone in your hand, pull it down. Lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. And welcome now the Holy Spirit in this place. Fire of the living God. Fire of the living God. Fire. Fire of the living God. 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 Touch now. Sharamano kutabala. Shamakunurubusa. Miramondi da katori da bashunda. Mande sekundirinda. Under the sound of my voice. Under the sound of my voice. Under the sound of my voice. Touch now. Touch now. Touch now. In Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you on the call this day. And we're back in camp. We went out since Monday up until today, making a declaration for our unit. Based in Genesis 12, where we see where Abraham was instructed to leave his kindred and to go to a place where the Father instructed him to go. Abraham was told not to take anyone, in so many words. And he turned around and he took Lot with him. And this day in our consecration for the whole week, we call ourselves, the Holy Spirit, give us a distinction as a unit. Why? Because we're soldiers in a camp. And we went out to fight in the battlefield and took down all the enemy's plans for our unit. By then and by now, we should know. Or we should have known by then, by now, who is a part of our unit. I will let you know about my unit is my husband, my three kids, and myself. Every single person that participate this week, whether you are married or whether you're not married, or whether you're single or whether you're divorced or whether you have a family or whether you don't, we stand and we represent our unit. And I want you to remember by the Holy Spirit, who are in your unit. And in your unit, you got to stand and you got to trust God that your unit, if they're not saved, that they get saved. You got to do this. You got to trust God when you declare this week that deliverance come and your unity came. You got to believe that. You got to trust God that you're delivered from all destruction of the enemy. You got to believe that in the name of Jesus. You got to believe that you are blessed to be a blessing. He said, Abraham, leave your kindred and come and I'll show you a place. I will show you a place, Abraham. Go by yourself and leave Lot behind. Your lot could be any destructive force in the camp. Leave them behind. Leave them behind and take your unit. Leave them behind and take your unit. Leave your lot behind. Your unit has been called for a time as this. Your unit has been called for the nations of the world. Leave lot behind. You got to take care of your unit. So the Spirit of God brought us this week to give us a distinction, an extension, a representation, a blueprint, a clear print, an open place to see who resides in your unit. Once you know that 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 you know, then, and then only, you're ready and you're fit for the Master's use. You see, we are on an assignment. And the assignment is, or whatever it says, you are blessed to be a blessing. You're not a curse, but you are a blessing. In the name that is above. Every single name. It said, the word of God said, I have given you unit. Oh my God. He said, I have given you blood of Ashendele Bakoraba. Lano Moshese Kele Bandele Bahi. Oh la Maramandele Kashondo Laraba. Yetendele Basi. Shorondo Laraba Sa. Yetele Kosha. Yendele Hayakota Bayaba Ho. Oh Shakola Baba. Yende! Yesabawakushata, the words that I speak out of my mouth, the words that I speak out of my mouth, and there's no interpretation. The Spirit of God is building me up. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the Father God said, when he created Adam and Eve, or when he created man, he said he's going to create man in his own image and likeness. Your unit is created in God. And God said, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to let them be fruitful. And I'm going to let them multiply and replenish the earth. And I'm going to let them subdue it. And I'm going to let them have dominion. Koshta bakuma malaba. Blessing and not a curse in the mighty name of Jesus. Your unit is blessed. Your unit is not cursed. And under the sound of my voice, I declare hear the voice of the Lord say, call out the nations, call out the nations. Blessed in Africa. Blessed in Mozambique. Blessed. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It's a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind. Can you see it? Can't you see it? Can't you see it? Some people represent in my unit. It's five. How many is in your unit? Oh, my God, I caught the Spirit of God. Call this fast. 34 people, I send it out to 34. And out of the 34, 26 or 33. 26 people is a part of. Think about it. Think about it. In your unit. My unit of five. How much is in your unit? Do you know it's a multiplication? Some unit might be one. Some unit might be two. Some might be three. Might be four. Some might be eight, six. Some might even be one. Some might even be one. The nations of the world. The nations of the world. China. Israel. China, part of Asia, India, Jamaica. Those are your world places that you may end up going. Those are the places that you may end up going. You are blessed to be a blessing. You've been charged to be a blessing. And when you're charged, when you go back into camp, you go back into camp. And when you go back into camp, you go back into camp for briefing. You've been briefed. That means whatever things that happen out there in the street, when you come in, somebody call me this week. I don't know if they call me a general command, but I can't look at it now. I can't, because I'm really off in the spirit. I can't really do that right now. But we do have a commander in chief. And his name is Jesus. And our chief commander give out the order. And in John 6:63, it declared the word that Jesus spoke, their spirit, and they bring forth life. Proverbs 18:21. It also declared that death and life is in the power
of the tongue.
Hallelujah. Don't look to me. Don't look at me. Look to him. Look to your chief. He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Look to him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Don't let one more minute or one more second or one more hour get you in a form of complacency. Always remember this week. Go back. Transfer your cell phone email or text messages that you receive. Because you know what? We couldn't even start with an email, but we get text messages. Text them over to your email if you have an email address. Whatever you have to do, hold on to these notes. Go back over and always remember who is in your team. Don't ever forget who is in your team or who is on your team. Because when you are free, when your team is free, which is your unit. Which is your unit now. That's the part of make up your team, your unit. That unit is going to go forth and it's going to bring forth fruits. And that's how the generation is going to come in. You see? It's not about your mama. It's not about your daddy. It's not about your sisters and your brothers. It's all about you and him. It's all about you and him. And then when you get the revelation, you take in your unit and you start to declare the word of God over your unit. And once you see things start happening in your unit and you see everybody in place, you're ready for combat. You're ready. But you can't go out there with your wings broken, clipped, and tear off. And no, you gotta stand in the gap for your unit and believe God without a shadow of a doubt. If I call about Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 and call out your unit by name. I would say if I'm married, I would call up my unit name. I call up my married name. If you're single, you call out your name. That's what I would do. He said, I've created male and female. He didn't say he create Adam and Steve to make babies. No. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. How are you going to replenish the earth when two men can't replenish the earth? Two ladies can't replenish the earth. Get it straight. You're here for production. You're here for seed time and harvest. Your unit is here to populate the earth. Your unit is here. And to go minister to the massive. That's what we're called to do. Today we praise God, we give him praise. We give him worship, The word of God declared that we give him worship. I mean worship. I had some things written down for worship. And I'm like, you know what? Here it is. Worship. We did. He said, let everything that have breath. And I said, praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. I praise you in the sanctuary. Now we come into the camp. Oh, we give you praise, Lord God. We praise you because you are powerful. We praise you because you're mighty. We praise you because what you have done for us this week. We praise you for our unit under the sound of our might and of our voice. We give you praise. Let everything that I breath praise the name of the Lord. Father God, we praise you. Our unit is delivered to give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh my God. What are we going to do? This was on a beautiful week. I enjoy myself. Did you guys enjoy yourself this week on this fast? Did you guys enjoy yourself? Are you guys hearing me? Did you guys enjoy yourself? Did you guys get breakthrough? Now we are here to give report. Did you get breakthroughs? Did you guys get breakthroughs? Nobody got a breakthrough this week?
Me.
What was your breakthrough? What was your breakthrough? What's your breakthrough? Go ahead. I can't hear you. Somebody said they had a breakthrough. What is your breakthrough? I cannot hear the person. Nobody have a breakthrough? Okay. Well, I had a breakthrough. You know what my breakthrough is? I found out in this week who is a part of my unit. Nobody had a breakthrough in that area? Nobody had a breakthrough in that area? All week, we've been fasting. Ain't nobody know who's a part of that unit?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of breakthrough did you get? Okay. Don't call me later and tell me about your breakthrough because I don't want to hear it. Talk about your testimony. That's one of the things that we need to know. We're so worried about people hearing us. So worried about people hearing. Everybody's in hiding. But you know what? I'm not in hiding. I had a breakthrough. And my breakthrough was, I get to know who my unit is. And through all the week, when people call with their nonsense and want to talk all kind of crap and trash, I didn't want to hear it. I just want to focus my attention on my unit. My husband, my three kids, and myself. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing else because I am on a mission for him. Okay? And you got to get to a place where nothing bothers you. Nobody have nothing to say. You don't. You got to die. You got to kill that flesh. You got to get out of your flesh. Let's stop worrying about how people think about you. So you got to deny yourself to follow him. Okay? All right? Okay. So nobody have a breakthrough. Okay. Let's get to this. Let's pray. Let's do our communion. And let's break. And let me go about my business. Okay? God is good. 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 I'm gonna praise Psalms 97, verse 1 to 12. I'm gonna read that out, and then I'm gonna go do communion, and then I'm gonna be off the phone and go do something productive. Because apparently nobody had a breakthrough. Praise God. The Lord, he said he reigned and said, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds, the darkness around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitations of his throne. So we give him praise. We give him praise. And we give him worship. We exalt his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice in the Lord and we give thanks. We rejoice in the Lord and we give thanks. We rejoice in the Lord and we sing song. We're going to sing a new song. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You remember your mercy for us, Lord Jesus. This is our house. We go out for the God of salvation. And we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we sing unto the Lord with the voice of a psalms. And we sound the trumpet. And we make a joyful noise unto him. Oh, we sing, oh, we sing, oh, we sing. Oh, we sing, oh, we sing. Oh, we sing, oh, we praise. In the name that is above every name, Psalms 96. I'll go to Psalm 66. I'm going to go to Psalm 66. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing forth the honors to him. Make his praise be known. Make this praise be known. We give you worship, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord, oh my soul.
and all that is within us. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Did you guys bring your elements with you for communion?
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I pray that you had all had a wonderful fast this week, because I sure did. I'm going to do the communion right now. Bring the elements in over there, Kenneth. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put it right there, thanks. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Praise, 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 and praise Him. Praise and praise Him. Praise and praise Him. Praise and praise Him. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord's Supper, it symbolizes the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Symbolize that. That's what it symbolizes. His broken body and the cup represent the blood. And it's very important. It's very important. Like when I was going over, when I was reading, it's very, very important. Very, very important that you examine yourself. You examine yourself before you do communion. Before you take communion, you examine yourself. And I go to 1 Corinthians 11:28. And then I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 11:28. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. He said, but let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So that means, you know what? You do not want to eat the bread and drink of the cup and living in sin and, you know, condemnation come upon you. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So today, before we do that, before we get into it, I am going to pray. And I put together that I have my prayer out of my prayer book. And it says, oh Lord, we praise thee for the gift of thy son. You know, the same son that died on the cross for us. We're going to give praise. Who died upon the cross for us. We're going to give praise. Lord God, we come to this table, Lord Jesus, and we're trusting you, not in our own righteousness, but in your mercy, oh God. Forgive us now of our transgression, Lord Jesus. Cleanse our hearts and put a new spirit within us. Make us aware of the presence of the living God. You see, when we give our life to Christ, you live and you reign inside of us. So today, Lord God, we come and we ask you, Lord Jesus, give us a new heart. Cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Wash us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, I pray. Cleanse us, I pray. Cleanse us, I pray. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ. Verse 24 said that he give thanks. He give thanks. So I want to give you thanks this day, Father. I want to give you thanks. I want to give you thanks. I want to give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, your King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to take your bread or your crackers, and I want you just look at it right now. And I want you to see this is the broken body. This is the broken body that Jesus, when he went on the cross, his body was broken for us. In the name of Jesus, as we eat, we could take, participate right now. Just participate, participate, participate by eating the bread or the crackers. Mmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Your body was broken for me. And when I eat it, I'm thanking you that everything that's wrong with my body, you on the cross, you took care of it. Healing and deliverance, sanctification, I am free. My body is whole. Come on, honey. Now get your wine, which is the blood of Jesus. That's the blood of Jesus. I bless it right now in the name of Jesus. And we are going to drink. This is the blood. This is for the remission of sins. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. All my sins are washed away. And I am clean in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Washed in the blood. Washed in the blood. My sins. It doesn't matter what people might bring up or what people might say. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am cleansed. I am clean. I am free. Let everything that I've given praise now. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Hayanana Kote, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We give you praise this day. We give you praise this day. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Our God reigns. how God reigns to the heavens of the earth. When kingdom authority, he reigns. With kingdom power and might. Our God is an awesome God. Today I say thank you, Jesus. Today I say thank you, Jesus. Today I say thank you, Jesus. Today I say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Before I close out the call, I'm going to give the opportunity. I know people were on the call that invited some of their family members when they were fasting. And if there's anyone on the call that haven't given their life to Jesus Christ, I pray that they will do it now. All you have to say is, Lord, forgive me from all my sins. Wash me now in the blood that I hear my sister talk about, the blood of Jesus. I repent and I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to be with you in paradise. I believe this day I'm with you right now in the earth. And if I die, I know I'm going to be with you. That's what I want. So now, Holy Spirit, come and dwell with me, I pray. Come and live in my heart. I promise you, Father, that I will take it one day at a time with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I know I said before earlier, we have a couple more minutes. We have 17 minutes. And if you have a praise report, you can *6 on your line. If you have a praise report, you can *6. If you don't, we'll just pray. And I just thank God for you to be on the line. And whenever we have another time for fasting, and the Father God give me the information to release about our fasting time, I will get in touch with each and every one of you. And also, we're going to start back again doing our Bible studies and our prayer on Wednesdays. Bible studies on Mondays and prayer on Wednesdays. And the Bible study is going to be mostly on prophetic. Prophetic. It's going to be about prophetic teachings, prophetic evangelism, prophetic healing, anything to do with the prophetic. How are you supposed to be able to discern? Those are the teachings that I'm going to be releasing. Discerning of spirits, interpretation of dreams. So we are going to move in the supernatural. This is not going to be like any other Bible study that I have had. This is where the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you that you may be effective in your unit. So that's going to be coming very, very soon. I'm going to release the time and dates. And then after that on Monday, we come back on Wednesday to do supernatural house of prayer. So if you have a praise report, you could *6.
I have a praise report from Chicago, Amani.
Hey, go right ahead, honey.
Thank you, everybody. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm thinking, wow, Sister Ruth is ministering to us on how God has kept me during this pandemic, during the enemy rearing up his head. I'm just grateful, unvaccinated, not sick, not feeling sick, not in fear, living by myself, a single female, 60 years of age. God has kept me. grateful for that when so many people around the highest death rate of this pandemic and everyone being urged to do the vaccine. If you need to take the vaccine, fine, but I figure that Jesus is my vaccine. His blood has covered me, has kept me, and I just, you know, it's like, I don't even know how to stop praising him. It's almost like sometimes I just find myself laughing about it because I'm like, wow. It's like going into the fire and never being touched and not smelling the smoke on you. So the pandemic is here. It's in the atmosphere, but it didn't touch me. It didn't touch my unit, as Sister Ruth made us take focus of our unit. And I'm so grateful for that. So we don't spread ourselves so thin all over the place and depleting ourselves. Although we are to testify about the glory of God, about Jesus, and to minister to people, but that unit has to be whole, has to be undergirded with the blood, you know, just with his grace. So I'm just so grateful for that going through all of this. This is 2 years. And I said, Lord, only you have taken care of me. Only you have guided me. You have given me peace during a very, very unstable time. So I'm just so grateful and glad. And with so much stuff falling around, it's like things falling down around me, I'm still standing.
Amen.
I'm still full of faith. Hallelujah. And I'm just so grateful for it because I see it through faith eyes. And I thank the Lord for keeping me.
Amen.
The time ordeal and just allow me to continue going on in peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, no matter what.
Praise God.
And I thank the Lord for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for her, Lord God. And I just stand in the gap in her unit with her today. And I give you supernatural praise for her today, Lord. Move everything that needs to be moved. Open up the doors of heaven that needs to be opened up. And smile the sunshine of light in our area. Now I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony, my daughter. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else?
Yes. Go ahead. I just have to thank God for this fast. I've struggled many years with my weight. And this week I've been able to lose some difficult pounds.
Jesus.
That's been improving my health.
Jesus.
Also, the spirit of discernment has increased for me.
Jesus.
And I have been able to be a blessing with my prayers.
Amen. Jesus.
Across the United States amongst young people.
Jesus.
And so many people, few people reached out to me for prayer.
Amen.
My son, whose future is to be a doctor, and he will be a doctor.
Amen.
In the hospital, just his presence alone has been blessing not only patients,
Jesus.
But their family. When they tell him that each and every time he goes into the store he works on, everyone always commends him on the type of person and his mannerism. And I give all honor and praise to Jesus.
Amen.
For blessing him, that he also begins to focus more, because for a while that lack of motivation was there for not.
Hallelujah.
As God has moved that mountain, and I continue to move the mountain and that lock out of his way.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, victory. Unit, 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 unit. That unit as you double. Rosite, release in the victory, victorious, hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be now in charge of that unit, I pray. Call out your unit name, your unit name. In the name of Jesus, standing in the gap for her unit this day, I pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Oh, my God, we get breakthroughs when the Holy Spirit give us the breakthroughs, when the Holy Spirit put us on assignment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, I have so many fasts all the time, but I tell you, this fast has changed me from the inside. Lord God Almighty. It has shake off some stuff. I tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to tell you right now. I have a different way of thinking when it comes on to the strategic way how to move in the spirit. And what my assignment on this earth is for. And I come to the agreement to get a dust off mentality. Not everybody out there, not every lot out there is going to want you to be around. That means good. You need to move away from lots. You need to move away from your lots. Yes, you do. You need to. And the lot in your family, your kindred, you need to move. Your unit is what you're responsible for. You got to get that revelation. Once you understand about your unit assignment and who is in your unit, then you're able to go move forward and take some things over. Yes. It is, I'll tell you, I have never heard it like this. I talk to people about it and they have never heard it. This is what the Holy Spirit gives to us. I'm telling you, unit people, know your unit. I have to come to a realization that I cannot be tied down and bound down with other people's problems.
No more.
I have to know what I was called to do and get it done. I cannot run around with my head like my chicken with a head when I'm cut off. No. I got to know who I am and what I was called for. Get everything in line. And then I'm blessed. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing. I got to get me and my house right. My unit have to be right. I have to get it right by the Holy Ghost. So we got to get rid of Lot. We cannot take Lot with us. Let God take care of Lot. We are not God. We can't do nothing for nobody. We cannot do nothing for anyone. We need the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide. And he cannot lead us in disobedience. Leave Lot alone. I've been singing all week. Oh my God. Leave Babylon. Leave Babylon. Leave Babylon and come. Babylon is your lot. Leave him and come. Leave Babylon. Move away. I'm going to find you a new location, a new place. Leave Babylon. That is your lot. Your lot can be your mother. Your lot can be your father. Your lot can be your sister. Your lot can be your job. Your lot can be your neighborhood. It can be your community. You got to know who you are. You got to know who is in your unit. And once you know who's in your unit and you know that you're praying for your unit and you're standing in the gap for your unit, then you can go out and bless somebody else. But until then, you got to get a revelation who I'm responsible for. And that's what it's all about.
And then God will use you. Yes. So we got 3 minutes. And anybody else? And I mean, this is a beautiful. It's a beautiful path. It is so beautiful. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you for my unit, Lord Jesus. I thank you for Kenneth. I thank you. Oh, my God. I thank you for Trisha. I thank you for Trisha. Lord God, I thank you for Kenny. Lord God. I thank you for Sonia. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. If I have any babies that die, I thank you that they're in the heaven. But I'm thinking about the ones that are alive. Lord, I thank you for my unit. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the cars and the Marshawn. They are in my unit. Lord God, I thank you. Ah, Yamako Shoto. Inkinamatole Gatamalama. Sonia in my unit. Thomas, she don't extend for Thomas, but I thank you. That's my unit. Sonia, Trisha, Kenny, Kenneth, and myself. Know your unit. Know your unit. I give God thanks for you today. Thank you for being on the call today. And like I said, I'll be getting in touch with you guys very soon. We're going to have prophetic teaching on Mondays. And these teachings are not geared to be the same like we had before. This is going to be teaching on the prophetic. The spirit of discernment. How you're going to discern right from wrong. Are you going to discern people when they come before you? How are you going to hear from the Holy Spirit when you go to bed at night? How are you going to be able to interpret dreams? That is what we're going to be taught on Mondays. And then come on Wednesdays, like I said, we're going to be doing supernatural prayer. Supernatural prayer. That means it's not going to be God bless me, God. No, it ain't going to be a bless me camp. You want to have prayer that you can see in the spirit, have the eyes of the spirit. No, you want to see where the Father God can use you, that you can even be transported from location to location. Your Father God is going to treat you as a spiritual person, giving you spiritual insight, open your eyes that you can able to see in the realm of the spirit. These are training that's going to come not from me, because I don't know, but it's going to come from the Holy Spirit of God himself. Amen. It is not going to be natural teaching. And if you're coming for the natural, please do not come, because I'm not in the mood to entertain any kind of foolishness. Go entertain someone, but don't come entertain it, because it's going to be a rude awakening, because I am not playing. I am about my Father's business, and I gotta listen to him. I can't listen to man. I'm not interested in what man have to say. Cause 1 minute man love you, the next minute it kick you down. I want to hear what the spirit have to say about Ruth Elizabeth. You want to hear what nobody else have to say about me? I don't care what nobody have to say. I want to hear what the spirit have to say to Ruth. And once he give it to me, the word of God declaring in Amos, it said he will do nothing, you think I'm playing, unless he reveals it to the prophet. You think I'm playing. It's in Amos 3. Now let me open my Bible, and then after that I'm going to go. Because I don't want to speak nothing. I let the Holy Ghost have me speaking. You think I'm playing? I want to hear from God. I don't want to hear nothing from no man. I want to hear from God. I want to hear nothing from man, because man going to confuse you. Now, let me see. You're going to be confused by me, and I ain't got no time for this foolishness. Oh, no. 1069. No. Amos 3:7. Surely, that means it's a sure thing. Surely, the Lord will do nothing but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. With an S. That meaning, I'm not going to be the only one. He's going to reveal it to other people. He may reveal it to you. He may share the dark things. And that is what we're going to be training on. How to hear the voice of the Lord. And if his word does not back it up, that means something is wrong. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. I thank you. I want to do what you want me to do. And I want to say what you want me to say. Once again, let me write it. Mondays. It's going to be on the prophetic. Wednesday. It's on Supernatural House of Prayer. And these are not usual prayers. See, I'm writing down, the Spirit of God gave me this. I didn't even know about the urgency until I get on the line tonight. This assignment was just given to me just now. Now, that's how I move in the Spirit. He was just given to me. I know I was going to go, but he did not tell me exactly what I was going to be doing. It was just revealed today. It was revealed when I reveal it to you. How about that? Today, the 13th. No, that's how God works with me. You got to find out how he's going to work with you. I never know what he wants me to do until he tells me, take a pen and start writing. And I'm not making things up. I don't want to make up anything. Mondays, it's going to be on the prophetic. Wednesday, it's going to be on Supernatural House of Prayer. And did you know, my husband was saying, well, you haven't been online on false church. He was going to take it down. And I said, no, leave it alone. And I left it up there on the website. Now, this thing has been recorded. And the recording of the fast, I believe the name today is going to be Unit. I think I have it. I think I put it into something. I will have to tell you, but it's going to be under the unit. Under Unit Fasting or Unit Water or whatever it's going to be. Or Unit Communion today. Okay? Kenneth will be putting up the what we just talked about just now. He will be putting it up on the website. Holy Spirit, let me go, okay? He's going to be putting it up on the website. And you know the website is theholytabernacle.com. Theholytabernacle.com. You could go onto that website. And you did a lot of different things under there. We haven't been on it for a while, but my husband still work on it and stuff like that. So you could go on theholytabernacle.com. Today will be, the recording will be there maybe tomorrow. And you could go back and you could go listen back over again and listen back over again. Just listen to it over again if you want. International people that was on, because we have some international people that was on the call. And if they could not be able to be on the call today because of, you know, the limitations with the free conferencing call, then they have to go online and listen to it when it goes up. So I want to thank you guys for being on the call today. I want to thank you and I want to say, remember who is a part of your unit. Remember, okay? Just remember your unit and who is in the connection of your unit and what your unit has been called to do, right? And once you get that understanding and you start lifting up for your unit and just start thanking God for your unit, you're going to see unit change. Because we are just in a camp. We leave outside. We went outside and we did what we need to do the first part of the week. And we took out the enemy for our unit. And we come back into the camp. And when we come back into the camp, we come back into the camp reporting. So you see what we were? Who we are? We were soldiers this week. Soldiers. Doing Ephesians 6. And we are in the camp right now. Recharging to get ready to go back out another time for somebody else. Because we are now blessed. Our unit is blessed. Whether we know it or not, they are blessed. We could always take out Genesis 12, verse 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. We could always go back to Genesis 1. We could always go back over to Genesis 2 and just make a declaration to see what God has did for us this week. He had already did it 2,000 years ago, but this was just a reminder. This was just a reminder of who we are in Him. So, people, represent your unit well. People, pray for your unit every day. People, see your unit in connection with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to visit your unit. Ask the Holy Spirit to give your unit spiritual insight. If there's people in your unit that's not saved, like I said before, ask the Holy Spirit to attract them and attack them. Your unit is so important to you and to God. Let's touch our unit this day, I pray. I love you and I thank you guys so much for being on the call. May God bless you. May the Spirit of God light shine upon you. And may He give you peace. Praise Him. I'll get in touch. Shalom. Amen. The God be the glory. Amen.